you say that you're afraid. Close your eyes and we're okay. There's a place where we go and stay while our dreams take us away. Don't let go, the stars gonna fall. Pretty sure when it all comes down, silly love gon' hold us down. City lights gon' go off. Said don't let go, the stars gon' fall. Pretty sure when it all comes down, silly love.
7 o'clock on the Wild Coast to wake up and brings us to news time. That was MPJ with the Comets and Stevie Wonder. Happy birthday. Let's have a look at the news. In your top stories, faith leaders urged to help shape SA's migration response. The Electoral Court has reserved judgment in the case against the IEC, and Kusatu welcomes intervention to rescue Tongaat Hulett. President Ramaphosa has called on faith-based organizations to help reduce tensions around migration and support South Africa's upcoming national dialogue process. Speaking to religious leaders at the Union Buildings, Ramaphosa emphasized that concerns about illegal immigration are real and must be addressed. He says unemployment, poverty, crime, and pressure on public services are the root causes of public frustration. Ramaphosa called on them to help drive the national dialogue aimed at finding solutions to the country's challenges through inclusive public participation. The Electoral Court has reserved judgment in the case between the Independent Electoral Commission and Umkhonto we Sizwe. The MK party is accusing the commission of manipulating its systems during the 2024 general election. The commission's dashboard system went offline while displaying election results. The IEC argues that the MK party has not provided any substance to support its claims. The commission believes that the court will rule in its favour. The suspended commander of the Hawks in KwaZulu-Natal, Brigadier Campbell Nswa, has denied any involvement in the 2021 Port Shepstone drug theft. Nswa told the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry that he believed that the theft of drugs was staged. He is the Hawks official who instructed that the drugs be stored at the Hawks offices in Port Shepstone. Nswa told the commission that there is evidence that the identities of persons behind the theft of the drugs worth 200 million rand. Farmers' organizations have welcomed the suggestion to remove John Steenhuisen as the Minister of Agriculture. The leader of the Democratic Alliance, Jordan Hill Lewis, has asked President Ramaphosa to make changes to cabinet ministers who represent the party. Hill Lewis wants Willie Oukamp to replace Steenhuisen as the Minister of Agriculture. He says Oukamp's first task is to resolve legal proceedings that relate to the foot and mouth disease. Farmers' organizations have battled Steenhuisen in courts over procurement and administration of the vaccines for the disease. Kusatu has welcomed the government's announcement to rescue Tongaat Hulett. The Industrial Development Corporation says it has reached an agreement with the company to maintain its operations. The Trade Union Federation says the liquidation of the company would have been a blow to the country and a blow that the country could not have afforded. The rescue will save an estimated 250,000 jobs along the value chain. Kusatu's parliamentary coordinator Matthew Parks says they are also happy with the government's intention to work closely with workers at Tongaat Hulett. Moving to international news, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, has threatened to resume attacks against Iran if it fails to honor their agreement. The two nations have released the text of the interim agreement. America and Iran are expected to sign the agreement tomorrow to end the war that started in February this year. Trump says Iranians are smart people and he wants them to honor the agreement. And moving to sports news, Bafana midfielder Themba Zwane has been handed a three-match suspension following his red card in the 2-0 World Cup defeat to co-hosts Mexico in Mexico City. The dismissal means the initial expectation was that Zwane would only miss the clash against Czechia, but FIFA ruling has now extended his ban significantly. As a result, Zwane will only be available again if South Africa reaches the last 16, something Bafana has never achieved in a World Cup. The setback comes after a remarkable comeback for the 36-year-old, who returned from a serious AFCON injury and recently lifted the CAF Champions League title with Mamelodi Sundowns. Financials: gold was selling at $4,322.26 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent crude, $78.27. One US dollar, 16 Rand 32. The British pound, 21 Rand.